TV! They're talking about iCarly! Turn on channel 9! Hurry! Whoa, cool yo-yo! Turn on channel 9!
Hi, I'm Nathan Kress. I'm 14 years old, and I'm 4'10 and a half.
It was the last stage of the audition process, and Dan had asked me what I was learning in school that day. And in health class, I said that I was learning about the Heimlich maneuver.
And wow. CPR.
And Dan asked the camera operator.
You rolling on this?
And I said, yeah. And he walked behind the huge table at the Nick Animation building, and he leaned over and started pretending to choke. I couldn't tell if this was a test or not, of whether or not I was gonna like commit to the bit and be able to go in and you know, save him. But I threw down my script and I wrapped my little foot-long arms around him and I tried to perform the Heimlich maneuver and apparently it worked.
Oh my God.
I think that sealed the deal.
Morning, Carly.
I remember that at my first iCarly audition, my audition was like 15 pages and I was really nervous because it was a lot of big paragraph lines, and I didn't mess up, so that was good. And then I got a call back a couple weeks later, and Dan was in the room, and he was the only familiar face. Everybody else was like a Nick executive in a business suit, looking very judgy, and I was extremely nervous. And then I guess I heard, that was on a Friday, and I heard on a Monday that I got the part.
In 5.
4.
3. 2.
Hey there, people of Earth. I'm Carly Shay, and this is our very first webcast of a little show we call iCarly.
The web show watched by smart people
and idiots. You know which one you are.
I'm Carly.
I'm Shay.
And I'm Freddie. Now, usually I'm behind the camera, where you should be.
And I'm Spencer, filling in for Sam, who's...
been unexpectedly...
detained.
Yes, detained.
Now, can it, Puckett, and sit down.
How do you know my mom has a tattoo of a foot on her foot?
Okay, iCarly fans, now it's time for the Legend Bells! Street Fishing! Mess it with Lubbers! Okay, Freddy, back to reality.
Restoring reality.
There are a lot of scenes on iCarly that are special to me. The scene in I Quit iCarly with the scaffolding, because it was my first time ever doing like a real stunt. My first kiss was on iCarly. I kissed James Maslow. He was unconscious. I don't know if it was the best first kiss in the entire world since he didn't really react, or he couldn't.
I win.
Kissing Nathan was definitely a memorable scene. I think Nathan was like my second or third kiss. So, I don't know, it was just like awkward because I wasn't a big kisser at that point. I'm wild now, but.
Loving you.
Just one little kiss on the lips. No.
It's my favorite thing to do.
Oh.
And if you'll be mine to the end of all time.
You're retreated.
My heart will sing the sweetest part of this song.
Gibby lips.
I think it's funny, I'll have my first kiss forever. On screen.
One of the best nights of shooting for me was when Jerry and I were on a boat outside of Nick on Sunset.
Fish stick!
My favorite part of the fish, Captain.
Just the talks we had, just like the memories we'll have, you know, from shooting that late into the night, you know, laughing it up, having a blast. That has to be one of my favorite nights of shooting right there.
Gosh, I think one of the biggest ones was in I Go to Japan, where we had the big wave of mud that splashed over us.
I love that one because our shooting hours were so strange. We were all really delirious and like 15, so we were up way past our bedtimes.
I just think if we try to keep a positive attitude, then maybe we'll...
And that was one of those where you absolutely could not laugh or react in a different way from how you were supposed to in the scene.
I'm depressed.
There was no way to not, you know, to reset that whole thing.
And also, I Go to Japan was kind of, I think, the start of, like, the iCarly golden age.
I feel it's time for Baby Lumpley to have some more creamed fish.
No!
Oh, good heavens! Baby Lumpley has cream fish stuck in his gullet!
I'll Heimlich his tummy!
Feeding baby Spencer in the web shoots is always kind of a crazy task because I think Jerry kind of has a love-hate relationship with the Spencer bits.
This is our little amigo.
Baby Spencer!
I'm not your amigo! You guys are gonna do bad things to me!
Shut up!
Hey, baby Spencer is a double-edged sword because it's so funny and fun to do, but it is so uncomfortable to be in that position for a long period of time.
Yeah, you like it?
Burped it up real good.
Whenever I would watch Nickelodeon, I would really study Drake and Josh and his other shows and kind of learn from how that style of comedy was made.
And when I think about his style, I would say he makes no bones about what his shows are, and they're funny. He wants them to be funny.
Who's up for chicken wings? I know I am. Awesome hot dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Honking for Robin's wieners!
Robin's wieners! Whoa!
Why are you drinking ketchup?
My magic meatball told me to.
So I think I kind of grew up with a similar sense of humor just from watching those shows. And then it's been a really great experience just working with him over the years because he's taught me so much about comedy.
When I try and think about Dan and like what makes Dan's shows matter and kind of, and why do they stand out? Why do they stand apart? I would say he's uncompromising. He knows what he wants. And he gets it.
I don't want any trouble.
I do.
Oh, this is gonna get fighty.
Real fighty, real fast.
Go off my foot! Too much friction! That's the Seattle way.
You mean we trash their studio?
No, Freddie, I mean we rub ourselves with sweet mustard and sing show tunes.
Never do that again!
You're not the boss of me.
I honestly don't think that I could think of a cooler group of people to get to hang out with for the last 5.5 years. I love every single one of them.
I never expected the show to be this crazy phenomenon that it is today.
I don't want to leave you guys. This is sad. I don't know why I'm laughing. Bye, everybody. Bye, iCarlys. It's been real.
Yeah.
OK,
Okay, Freddy's giving us that signal, which means...
show's over.
But always remember.
Never forget.
What was it?
I forget.
Me too.
That is.
That's embarrassing.
Wow.
Bye! See ya!
Later!